Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, look, baby, they playing our song.
Somebody better turn off the lights. I got a birthday set coming up. I need one song, me. I need everyone on me. Come and show me some love. Got that booty sitting right. I make it clap. Got them booty cheeks looking like they getting in a fight. Ain't it nice? I'm trying to leave with the big money, babe. It's my night.
And I have my wonderful co-host in here because it is Ladies Night and it's Stuff Up Girl. So I have Taylor Dane and Medisa on the line as well. Good evening, ladies.
Hey, hello.
Hey. How are you?
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. Right. How are you doing?
I'm pretty freaking awesome.
That's good.
Awesome. No,
I just have to say both of you ladies are awesome.
Oh, thank you, girl.
I try to walk into my awesomeness every morning when I wake up. Yes.
All right, awesome. Now, girl.
I try, honey. I try. Some days it's a struggle, but I try. I do. So tonight is just us girls. Dre has the night off. He got a ticket to go see KRS-One, so he is being his typical hip-hop head. I had to decline that trip because I only know one song, and I would have been sitting there like, what are y'all talking about right now?
Right?
So,
you and me both.
Right, like, this now gives us some time to just really have some girl talk and be girly for a second, like, real-life girly, because you know, I'm a girly girl, but I like sports. But that's neither here nor there. So, right. So I'm ready. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So I gave you all a task, and I even asked some friends on Facebook to help with it as well. We're going to start out with our top five items that explain our style. What are those things? And if you could name your style, what would it be? So I'm going to start with you ladies first, and then I'll jump on in there in a second.
Okay. I'm going to go. My top five things that I require for my style. I absolutely have to have a good hair tie. I do. No matter what it is, I don't care if my hair is up, down, if it's curly, straight, I just have to have a hair tie because you never know what's going to happen. The next thing that I need to have, I always have to have a pair of comfy jeans.
Right.
Just a pair of comfy jeans. And, again, you never know what happens. The next thing is always comfortable shoes. No matter if they're heels, sneakers, boots, whatever, as long as they fit and they feel good, I'm okay with them. Next thing is always, I always have to have a jacket or a sweater.
Right.
Like something I can throw on real quick if I get cold. You know, something happens with my shirt, I got a cute little cover-up situation happening. And the last thing, I literally cannot leave the house without it. Benisa, I know you sent me a little message about it. I don't care. I love it. It's my Eos lip balm. I just can't.
Girl.
I can't go nowhere without it. Like, it just doesn't happen. If I don't have it, all hell breaks loose. Like, I'm sorry. It does. I mean, I never got a bum bump from it. So, I'm okay with it.
Right. Okay. Well, for me, I'll start. It's, you know what, actually it's pretty much the same as yours, because I'm all about being comfortable, you know, looking good and being comfortable, you know, because we all know how it is. You be out and about, and you dress to the nines, and you got it going on, but then if your feet start hurting, that just cramps out. You can't be walking around looking a hot mess and, you know, crippled and stuff because you can't walk with your shoes. Your feet hurt because your shoes are too. So it's pretty much the same, but instead of the Eos, I'm a Carmex girl. I just love, I don't know why, but I love Carmex. I got to have it, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody need to have no crusty lips, you know what I mean?
No,
that ain't
not
cute.
At all. Mm-mm.
And I will say, with the Eos thing, I did kind of like dig a little deeper into the research about that. And what it was is that there was this class action suit because people were having like herpes like symptoms, you know what I'm saying? Like bumps. But I think it was all related to them maybe being allergic to something that was in the product. You know what I mean? I had one of those before and I absolutely loved it. So I didn't have any problems with it either. But, you know what I mean, when you see stuff like that on the, you know, on the news or, you know, online, you're like, you know, I'm paying attention because nobody want to be walking around with bumps and stuff on their lips. You know what I mean? So, it's pretty much, like I said, it's pretty much the same thing I have with this whole ankle thing. You know, I have my tennis shoes, you know what I'm saying? And I have to say I graduated from my boots, so I'm thankful because I don't have to have that boot on no more because that thing was like a fashion eyesore, you know, to the point where I was ready to bedazzle it and bling it out because can't nobody be walking around with that little ugly thing on. So it's pretty much the same thing, you know. I'm all about comfort and function, you know what I'm saying? Look good, feel good, you know what I mean? And to me, that's all it's about.
Absolutely.
Yay! I love those. But y'all know I'm a little different because y'all know I don't get to go outside too often. So, and I'm going to also share some of our listeners' opinions as well as their top five. But my top five, I like comfort. I'm with y'all on the whole comfort thing, with the whole comfort of the jeans and comfortable shoes. So that is definitely one of mine, a cute and very affordable shoe, but yet cute. Because y'all know I have a shoe problem. And my shoe problem runs deep to the point of I have a whole day that is dedicated to shoes. So if you all follow me on Instagram every Tuesday about 5 o'clock, it's Shoe Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm only going to give you an hour because people were saying that I was posting too much. So I'm only going to give you an hour. So I do post Shoe Tuesday every Tuesday on my Instagram.
Stop for a second, young lady. You was late this week, by the way. I just wanted to clarify that. I just wanted to let you know that I saw that you was a little late with it this week.
I mean, I do have a regular job, too.
I don't care about none of that. I don't care. I just know that you was late with Shoe Tuesday. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm. So, but look, mm-hmm. wait a minute. That was the first one in about 3 weeks because I was trying to not look at any shoes because I'm trying to keep myself from buying shoes right now until I wear some of the shoes I have. So yeah. But I got this wedding to go to, so I got to buy a new pair of shoes. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're going to talk about my shoe issues a little bit later. I am the queen of big bags, so I need a big bag all the time. So I need to, I just throw stuff in it so that I got one bag and I'm just going to run out the house and I know what's in it. My daughter is so funny. She's like, Mom, it's like a suitcase, but I know what's in it. So you keep your butt out of it. So I need a really big bag.
Mind the business.
Right. Mm-hmm. I need to wear earrings with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't walk, I feel naked without earrings. So it doesn't matter what I have on. I have on sweatpants and a t-shirt. I have some type of earring in. It may not be real fancy earring, but it's I have to have an earring. I have
right.
to have my earrings. I don't have to have all of my earrings in. I don't have to have all of my earrings because I have multiple holes in my ear, but I may just wear like the bottle.
Yeah.
So I need that. That was three. So, okay, a really dope lip color. So when I do decide to join the world, and I only really join the world like once during the week and on the weekend because I'm always at home. So
yeah.
I may throw a little bit of lip color in there. Lately, I have been playing with a lot of color, and I'm excited. So I think every woman needs to have, like, a really dope lip color that is their go-to color. And then this one is not even about clothes. This one is about, like, confidence. So walking, my thing is to have the confidence that I'm the dopest thing walking. I don't care what I have on. I'm the dopest thing walking. So,
right.
So I that's one of my top five there. And so some of our listeners on my Facebook page have given their top five, and they kind of mirror each other, but they're still really good. Lamisha Green says that earrings and bracelets. So, yeah, I'm a bracelet kind of girl. Yeah, I like bracelets. Cute shoes.
Mm-hmm.
She says VS Minty lip gloss.
Ooh.
A cute clutch or wristlet. And she says that lip gloss is everything. She don't go out the house without it.
See, I ain't the only one. Okay. I can't do it. I will stop at the door. I will check and I can leave my keys, everything else. But if I got my EOS, I'm all right. I'll work it out. But, yeah, I can't leave the house without it. I've left and been halfway where I'm going, and I've been like, oh, no. I got to turn back around, baby. I can't do this.
You know, you might want to keep, like, one in your car and then one in, like, in your purse. It's kind of impossible to do out here in Phoenix because it gets so hot in the summertime. So it's like by the time – you go back to your car, that stuff will be melted, and you might have to take it and throw it in the freezer or something, you know. But, you know, that's kind of like I have literally my lip stuff, you know, in my purse. I got one on my nightstand. I got one in the front room, you know, just because I don't want to walk around with crusty lips. And I'm with Imaj with the whole lip color thing. I actually noticed that Black Radiance, that line, they have some really nice, you know, popping lip, you know, like natural lip colors, you know, not too over the top, you know what I mean? I just always like my lips to be popping, you know what I mean? Because I think I got pretty nice lips, you know what I mean? So they got to look good, you know? I might want to pucker up and take a picture or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, honey.
I feel you.
I definitely feel
you. You know what?
It's,
and I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I do
wear lip gloss.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You be having some dope colors though. I love the colors that you post. Those are like, I'm like, okay, she did that. You know, that looks good. I'm kind of safe when it comes to, you know, lip glosses and things like that, because, you know, I'm not a plain Jane, you know what I mean? But every once in a while I might try something out. So I'm just always scared that it'll look funny on me, you know, because some colors
mm-hmm.
are not good for everybody and everybody's skin tone,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm kind of scared to, like, dig a little deeper into those darker colors, you know, see people wearing these deep purples mm-hmm. and pinks and all these other things like that. So it's like, I'm always kind of cautious because they make it, they don't necessarily mean that you can wear it. It has to, you know, match your skin tone. It has to look natural. It has to look good on you, you know what I mean? And truth of the matter is, everything just don't look good on everybody. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And
I feel the same way.
I agree. Now, and as we talk about lipstick, if you go back and look through some of my pictures, you'll always see that I just had on lip gloss or just a new color. And the reason why I started adventuring into color is because I was in a place where I was very unhappy. So I had to find something that was going to make me feel like, you know, I'm kind of cute today. So,
yeah,
uh-huh.
I went to my favorite beauty supply store, Ulta Beauty Supply. I'm going to tell y'all, I have an addiction. I'm in there at least once a week or maybe once every 2 weeks. Just checking to see
mm-hmm.
if they have a new lip plus color. And
mm-hmm.
I always have a coupon. And I have points. And NYX is, or NYX or whatever you want to call it, is a very good product. And I love them. Because the colors, they're bold, but they don't bleed. You know how sometimes you have some colors, like if you, especially with red lipstick, you have to
uh-huh.
make sure it doesn't bleed into your skin. Well, they don't bleed
right,
like
right.
that. They are animal cruelty free. I always look for that. And they're affordable. And then they always have like the best sale on those, like they'll be buy one get one half off, so why not
uh-huh.
buy two or three
right.
or four, and then right, and so the colors that I've actually been using are like ombre sticks
uh-huh.
and so it's actually two colors in one, like one side is the darker color and then there on the other side is the lighter color, so that's why it looks like I'm mixing and matching colors. But
uh-huh.
I'm really not. They're all on one stick together.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to have to check that place out. I usually go to Sephora, but I'm going to have to check Ulta out. I know there's one out here, and I never went in there, but I think I'm going to have to pay them a visit.
Honey, yes, affordable. And the people are usually really, really nice. I've never had a bad experience in one, and
mm-hmm.
I'm all for customer service. If you treat me right, I'm going to spend my money with you. If you don't treat me
Absolutely.
Right, I will not spend my money with you. I am
Absolutely.
Really big on if I walk into the store and you don't acknowledge me. Now, they may not have no one standing at the door, but the girls usually at the register, you'll hear someone say, well, welcome to Ulta. You know.
Oh, okay.
But you'll hear someone say that. And some places, for me, if you don't acknowledge me when I walk into the door, or even if you see me walking around and you say, hey, well, welcome to such and such store. How do you need any help? I'm more likely to find something and spend my money.
in somewhere that doesn't acknowledge me, I will walk around your store one time and then leave.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm good for it because I make good money and I spend it on good clothes. And if you don't want my money and my patronage, guess what? You're not going to get it.
Absolutely. Customer service is a big thing. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I have done that before. Like, I've literally walked in a store and never have not been acknowledged and literally just turned around and walked right out or sat there waiting, you know, for someone to come over and for like 10 minutes and no one ever comes to say, hi, how are you? Is there anything I can help you find? And I'll just turn around and walk away because, you know, I work hard for my money. And if I'm taking my time to come into your store because,
absolutely,
you know, I want to see what you have, if you don't come in there, it's like you don't care about the customer. And the bottom line is, you know, when you work in customer service, you know what I mean? I've worked retail, so I already know. It's all about the people that's spending that money. You're going to get, you know, you get your bonuses, you get your extra, you know what I mean? Your reviews are based on how good your customer service is and what you sell and how you sell those products, you know what I mean? And nobody wants to come in there and just be walking around aimlessly, you know what I mean? You may not, you know, and some people are like, well, I don't want to be, you know, all over the customer. No, you can have good customer service without getting on somebody's nerves, you know what I mean? Just acknowledge the person, you know?
Right.
And go from there.
I definitely agree. We're not even going to talk about some of that. But when it comes to that makeup, definitely that is a great store. I've never been to Sephora. I just haven't because it's not, like, right at my house. And I've never been. Like, one day I will venture to that side of town and go, but I get all what I need right there in Ulta, and like I said, I'm in there so much. One of the girls actually knows me by name, and we discuss lipstick in like 5-10 minutes. So don't judge me on that. Then there's also my favorite MAC counter as well at the at Self. So I've kind of just adventured into that, and I kind of like it. So look for more from me when it comes to this whole lippy thing, because I was down in them little old dumps, honey.
Well, yeah. I just got to say that your lips be popping, and, you know, I'm going to be asking you when I get ready to take my little debut out into the world again, because I've been laid up in the house, but that's okay. So when I'm ready to be out in the world, I'm going to be like, I'm hitting you up because your lips be popping, girl. I like what I see, honey. I'd be like, go,
thank
girl.
You
got it. He's winning.
Yes.
All right now.
I'll be trying. Y'all just don't understand. Because if y'all saw me in this house during the daytime, y'all be like, you look so hot, man. You need to pull your life together. What's wrong with you?
Girl, who you talking to? Who are you telling? You know the guy.
Hello. Yeah. You're preaching to the choir over here. Like, stop it.
You got
the hospital pictures, right? Look, you got the hospital laid up pictures, so you already know how that was, honey. So
yeah.
I was looking a hot mess, scarf and everything. So if anybody can tell me how to get it right, it's going to be you, honey.
Mm-hmm. I got your back, girl. I got you. I got you from your head to your toes. I got you.
And you're going to help me with my eyebrows.
I got you.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I tell you, I got you from the root of your hair to your toes. I got you. I promise you.
I know you got me, honey.
So that's going to be a beautiful segue into friends. We have them. They are real. And some of y'all ain't shit worth a friend. Okay?
Right.
And I
right.
say this as we go and look at today's first Free Advice Friday.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
What?
Okay. Brace yourself.
And your... Why you gotta brace yourself? Okay. So as your friend and your real friend, because your real friend is going to tell you.
Okay.
Angel.
Right.
I'm not your friend once removed. I'm none of that. I'm your, got your back, going to tell you your shit ain't looking right, friend.
Girl.
If your friend.
Oh, Lord.
Has decided that they wanted to go out. You do not let your friend walk out that house without you once overing her and letting her know she's good to go. If your
friend,
if your friend has on a skin tight dress, we should be able to see nothing. You hear what I say to you? You shouldn't be able to see a roll. You should
not
be able
roll.
To see a panty line.
Nothing.
And
it should
as
be
her friend, a nice, everything should be smooth, no matter the size
smooth.
That you are. You hear what I'm saying to you? It doesn't matter for your size, because, yes, some things you feel like that may not be made for them, but if worn with the proper undergarment, it is made
mm-hmm.
for them. Okay?
Say it.
So you should Ava? Not... Never, ever in your whole entire life let your friends walk out like this. If you see that their bra is too small,
tell them.
And we as women know when someone's bra is too small.
Oh, yes, because okay? they got triple
of them.
Triple.
They got four of them.
Quadruple. Them things are sitting up there like, hey, how you doing? My name is Eeny, Meeny, Miney, Moe. And Curly
mm-hmm. Moe Sue.
Everybody.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I understand sometimes you want to get that push-up look, and that's not exactly how you do it. You go buy you a nice push-up bra. As
exactly.
a heavier-chested woman,
mm-hmm.
because I got some girls, I know what looks right and what does not look right. I personally
mm-hmm.
do not need a push-up bra.
Hello.
You know why I don't
your
need a push-up
nice.
Bra?
Because you got them.
Because my girls sit up nicely,
mm.
and they tend to push themselves up. Like,
right, right.
I got full grown woman. I got
well,
that whole crevice in the middle, all that. I got that. I mean, all I got to do is put on my bra and it's okay. But you don't
right.
let your friends walk out like this. You
no, you don't.
You don't. So, my little piece of advice is to help your friends. Help your friends invest in these things. There is nothing
right.
wrong with you having a piece of lycra or girdle. It's nothing wrong with it. I'm sure your grandma had one, your mama
yep.
had one, especially if you was raised
yep.
right.
Yep.
And it's not even a Southern thing. If you were told, it goes back to even when we were little and they made us put on them god-awful slips. I hate
girl,
that.
I was
yes.
just about to say that. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Every Sunday, going to church, you got to have a slip. My great-grandmother, Lord have mercy, if I walked up in that church without a slip, my honey. I was going to hear about
you
it.
Know? Right. And so I may not wear slips in this life anymore.
You
because I'm grown now, and grandma, I can't even find no slip. Where I buy them at? So what are you talking about? So,
right. They don't even
but,
make
out
nice slips anymore.
But I don't walk out the house without, especially if I'm wearing a dress. I know that some women are down for the whole jiggly booty thing, and they don't, you know, want their butts to jiggle in their sundress. I get it. You want some attention. I get it. But me? I got on something that don't make my booty jiggle. It may make it look stand. It might make it stand up a little bit, but my booty don't jiggle. That's because
well,
your butt
you know,
ain't supposed to jiggle like that.
Well, you know what? As a sister with a little booty, a lot of booty, I am the exact same way. Like, you know, everybody doesn't have that perfect, you know, non-cellulite booty, right? So my thing is, don't nobody want to see potholes. You know what I mean? So if I put on something and I look in the mirror and I see my backside, because I check the mirror, right? And I see, I see some stuff that's a little less desirable, then I got to smooth that thing out. You know what I mean? It's going to sit up on its own, but I got to smooth that out, you know, because it got to look nice. You know what I mean? You ain't got to – that's this whole – I don't understand this whole her booty jiggling thing. Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? You keep the jiggle for the bedroom. You feel me? You don't have to walk around with your booty jiggling.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I got to interrupt. As somebody that just got a new booty, like I just got one recently.
Okay.
No. 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 Mm-mm. I'm sorry. No. It's going to jiggle all day long because I just got it.
Well, that's okay. You got a new booty. New booties are supposed to. Like, okay, but listen, Taylor, listen to me. I had a booty back when I was a little. I was like 13. I had a booty. You know what I mean? I've had the booty. It's in the family. Everybody got hips from the grandmama to the mama. Like, everybody got booty. So I feel you there. You know what I mean? But there's a difference between the little nice jiggle and the sloppy jiggle. And I think that's what we're talking about.
Oh, no,
right?
I don't got that. No, it ain't that bad.
Talking about that nasty, look like your booty thing jiggle, like.
Yeah, that's the difference.
I got the little jiggle. I just got the little jiggle.
Okay, well that's cool. That's perfect. That's a perfect booty, the little jiggle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, we talking about that big nasty. You can't cough without that mug jiggling. Like there has to be. You have to tame the booty. You know what I mean? You have to tame it and make it look presentable. You know what I mean? It just shouldn't be swaying in the wind. I think that's what we're talking about, right?
Okay. Yeah. All right. So now my issue with that is, all right, so you already own your sloppiness. Like, you look sloppy. But I don't understand the whole thing with these chicks and the tights. Like, you can't. Like, there was not a decent pair of pants nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you just threw on tights. Okay. But now you got this little shirt on.
That don't cover up the muffin tops or nothing. Ooh.
No. So now you look like, not only do you look sloppy, you look pregnant in the front and the back.
Oh, Lord. No. Like, nobody should be asking you when your baby due. Like, and this is my thing. People be like, I've heard people say, oh, my God, those Spanx, they're so expensive. Girl, if you don't go to Walmart and spend $2.97 and get you some of those tights that have the reinforced little tummy part, get you some of them and suck it in. Because my daughter talks about me all the time because I will change clothes 3 or 4 times because I'm like, I got to suck it all in and smooth it all out. I mean, I'm not ashamed that I'm a bigger girl. I'm happy to be a part of, you know what I'm saying, the thick sister club. But at the same time, it has to be, you have to look nice and presentable. You should not walk around looking like a busted can of Pillsbury biscuits. Like, stuff shouldn't be flowing out in all these extra places. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? And it's not trickery. It's just smoothing that stuff out and making yourself look good. I mean, these chicks are out of control. I mean, I seen a girl the other day, and I was like, she got 4 stomachs in the front, and I don't even know which part, I don't even know where her booty even starts or begins, you know, starts or ends, because all I see is blum, 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 blum. Like, that's not how it's supposed to be. You looking like a freaking Dairy Queen ice cream cone. That's not how it's supposed to be. Like,
exactly.
You got to represent.
And my whole thing is, don't get me wrong, I love tights. Sometimes they get me through the day. They do.
Yeah.
Because I get up and then, because I'm home with the kids during the day and somebody is doing something, my first reaction is grab the tights and go.
Right.
For the most part, I try not to wear them out of the house. unless it's one of those days where I'm just like, you know what? I'm feeling myself a little bit. I think I'll wear them. I don't even go far. I might go to the store, come back in the house.
Right.
But, I mean, it's just every single day. Just every day, that's just what we just going to wear tights. Like, we dropping the kids off at school. Why you got tights and a belly shirt on? Ma'am, I'm in Jersey. Okay, we got this shitty spring weather-ish type of thing happening. Like, in the morning, it's 30 degrees. Why you outside in a belly shirt and tights?
Right.
Why?
Exactly.
Why,
mm-hmm.
Ma'am?
But you know what? I think, oh, my God. And that's the thing. It's like, I have been guilty before because I am not part of the nice girls club. I mean, I wear my little, I can put on my little push up and make sure everything is all smoothed out and stuff, but I wasn't blessed in that area. So, you know, I was the one that was sitting up in the mirror doing the, I must increase my butts. You know what I'm saying? Doing those kind of things. Like,
mm-hmm.
My boobs
mm-hmm.
only grow when I gain weight. Now, luckily, you know, and I like them. They pretty, you know, when they get, but they're not real. Like, they, as soon as I lose 20 pounds, guess what? I'm losing a bra size. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. And I'm okay with that. But it's like, it's all about, I can't even go out the house without a bra. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have no size A's or no B's, but I can't go out the house without a bra on. People see that. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
That. Mm-hmm. It just baffles me. It baffles me because of the fact that, like, women, I understand that we think that we got a little this and that, you know what I mean? But I'm like, where do some of these chicks, like, what were they taught? Like, my mama taught me certain things. My grandmother taught me certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't go out the house just looking any kind of way. You don't go out the house with them puppies swinging. You know what I'm saying? From side to side. Like, that's
mm-hmm.
not cool. You know what I mean? Fix it. Like, you know, do something about it. You know, we all, and if you can't, and if you have an issue and you just don't want to be, because some people don't like the confines of the bra, because bras are uncomfortable. I will admit that when I come home and I'm after being out and about, the first thing I want to do is take off my bra, because those things are a little bit uncomfortable. It's just like, I want to be free, but when I don't really want to put on those things, get your little sports bra. You know what I'm saying? It'll give you just the right amount of lift and not make you feel uncomfortable. Like, you can go buy a 3-pack at Walmart for $9.97. You feel me? I'm just saying.
Yeah, and it's a mess. It's a mess here, honey. They be first thing in the morning with their babies, taking their babies to school. Just what? What do you have on? Oh, and Monday morning be the worst. Monday morning be the worst because they still got Sunday night clothes on.
Ooh, girl, stop playing.
Sequence and all, honey. Monday
Lord.
Morning at 7:50. Why you got on a sequence dress?
Girl, stop, because they went to the club last night, that night, Sunday night, it was ladies' night.
Oh, wow. Y'all are missed. We do have a caller online, so I'm ready to bring our caller in. Hi, area code 480. You're on the air.
Hello, my name is Chanel.
Hi, Chanel.
That's
welcome
my daughter.
To
oh
the
my God.
Welcome to the code, honey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Chanel.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
This is my
daughter. What did I miss?
She's 19. She's older. She's a little skinny little thing, though.
Sidebar for a second, Emma, did you put the disclaimer out there?
We're not talking about bad things today. We're PG-13 tonight. We're PJ-13.
Okay.
We okay.
All
right. You say PJ-13.
Well, yeah, we PG-13. Now, y'all know I'm country. So. But, yes. So, yes, we're okay.
Her daughter can join
okay.
us. So do you have something to add to our good old topic, Miss Chanel?
I was just thinking about the whole butt thing. I really have an issue with people who just let their behind just jiggle all over the place. No type of just letting it go. Just let it go. I think it's just something that doesn't need to be done. I think it does have an effect of the appearance of your appearance when you walk out the door. And then a bra. I have a bad time with, like, keeping bras on just because they're so uncomfortable. But then I heard my mom say, well, just get a sports bra. Never thought about it that way.
Yeah, I didn't either. I know that's on the top of my list when I go to Walmart tomorrow.
But you know what? And I teach her. Like, I try to explain to her, you know, because she's 19. So she's, you know, she's getting out here in the world. And she's a little bitty little thing, you know what I mean? She got a little booty, and I just had to tell her, baby girl, this is how you need to walk out the house. Present yourself this kind of way. You know what I mean? Because you have a nice shape. You know, you a teeny tiny little thing. To see her, she looked like a 12-year-old. She don't even look like she's 19. Like, people don't ever think that she's her age, you know. But I try to instill things in her that was instilled in me because I don't want her going out here looking a hot mess. I don't want her to be – somebody take a picture and she be on somebody's meme. You know what I'm saying? Because she's looking a hot mess. Like, no, that can't happen. So keep it real. Keep it together. Keep it all tight and right.
I think that's my biggest fear with my appearance is walking out the door and somebody taking a picture of me. You see so many people on Facebook from Walmart who then got their picture taken off guard because they look a hot mess walking into the store on a late night run.
I'm one of those people. I take pictures of you. I sure will. Yeah. I'm one of those people. I do it. I'm not going to lie to you.
I've done it a few times.
You see this shit here? I got a son. Look. You see what they're doing out here outside? You see? No.
Right.
We don't do that. We don't bring them home. Don't do that.
Mm-mm. Yep.
And it's always Walmart. It's never Target. The people in Target
are
regular. You go to Walmart, you'll be like, what the hell? What is happening?
Let me explain to you why. Because I'm a Target shopper. I can't stand Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like going to Walmart. I will pop into Walmart for 5 seconds and pop right back out. So the people in Target tend to care about their stuff a little bit more. Plus, you know, Target closed at like 10, 11 o'clock. Walmart is a lot of times 24/7. Some people think that they can look like they 24/7 self when they walk into Walmart. This is not okay.
Right.
So, if you want to feel better about yourself and you want to change your ways, you go to Target. Walmart.
Well, and I think
gonna help you.
I think you're silly. I think, you know what? I think for Walmart, it's because it's open 24 hours. So, people think, most of them, you know, they got those 24-hour super centers or whatever. So, I think people think they can just go on Walmart and look any kind of way. You know what I mean? And I absolutely love Target. Honey, I got my red card. I love me some Target. And that's my go-to place because they have really good things there. You know what I mean? Things you can't sometimes find in other places. So I think it's a different demographic of people that shop at Target because some people think, oh, Target is super expensive. No, honey, you get that red card, you get that discount. You know what I mean? You get those coupons in the mail. You can make it work for you. You don't have to be rich to go shopping at Target. You know, I can't ever go in Target and go in there and get the one thing that I'm going for because I always find myself in the shoe section because, you know, they be having really nice shoes and the shoes be on sale. When they be having those clearance sales, honey, I have got some of my best shoes from Target because they have just a big selection of really nice things, you know what I mean? And I think also, too, with Walmart is just, you go to Walmart at any given time of the day, and they got 55 registers and only got 20 open. Ain't nobody got time for that. You go to Target, honey, they got 30 registers, and they got 30 of them open. This is the truth. Super Target.
Right.
Mom, I love it.
Well, I am definitely, like I said before, I'm a Target person. And then a lot of stuff that I would purchase in Target, I really can't find in Walmart because my hair product that I use for my hair can only be found in Target. I've tried to look for them in Walmart. Walmart ain't never got it. Or the price is slightly different. I'm like, okay, so no. And I use curls, and so that product is very hard to find. So when I do go to Target, I have to pick up some for me, and I have to pick up some for my sister-in-law because we live in a city where there's four Targets. Only one Target really has that product because it gets sold out.
Yeah.
That Target happens to be on my side of town, so I have to pick up double of everything every time I go.
Right.
Never fails.
Right.
Because she's like, I can't find my product. I was like, okay, I got you. So, but Target is a really good store. And plus, I know people. I get discounts, you know. Y'all know I'm a huge fan of using. Oh, yeah, I get discounts. Got to know people.
I just love you because you keep 100, 100, 100, 100.
You got to know people, honey, because I believe in a discount and a coupon. I don't shop unless I got a coupon for something. I don't go to Bath and Body Works on a normal day. No, you need to send me a coupon that says I get $10 off 30 and I can still get these wallflowers for $3.50.
Yes, you better preach, girl. You better preach. How about, do y'all have, where you say, do they have a, the Walmart, like the outlet store? I mean, not the Walmart, I mean the Bath and Body Works outlet store. Are those there?
No, our outlet does not currently have it. But if they do get one, you best believe I'm there,
honey,
every other week.
There's not one in, I haven't found one yet in the Phoenix metro area, but when I was at home in Indianapolis, we had, it was a little outlet mall that was called Edinburgh, and they had them. Oh, my God. And then also the Mills mall up there, I think it was St. Louis or somewhere, but oh, my God. I went in there and freaking lost my mind with those little, like I'm talking about those little wallflower things. They was like 4 for $10, all kind of stuff. Just like, oh my God, I didn't found the heavens of the smell good and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, oh my goodness, awesome, 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 awesome.
Yeah, I don't have one of those. And if they get one, we gonna have a field day. We're gonna have a good time. They're gonna get all my money. Because I love it.
That's
all right. Yes, ma'am. So let's talk hair. Now, I know I'm natural. I know Taylor is natural.
I'm natural too, but I like my wigs and my weaves, my sew-ins and my weaves. I like that because I have my natural hair that is completely untamable. Like, I can't do anything with it. I have spent like tons and tons of money on products, you know, for my hair, and I just can't seem to find the right mix. So I need help in that area. But I love my wigs and I love my weave, and I can change and be somebody different every other day if I want to. And I honestly think that that is empowering. You know what I'm saying? You can be whoever you want to be. You know what I mean? I literally have a whole shelf in my closet, which is a walk-in, that is full of hair. Is that bad or good?
I don't think it's bad at all. I think if that's what you like, that's what you like. Ain't nobody going to argue with you about what you like. I mean, I know for me personally, I tried a sewing for the first time because I'm used to getting braids. Like, I've had braids a bunch of times, but I tried a sewing, and baby, that thing was not for me. It wasn't. I got dry scalp, and there was this one spot I was trying to get to. I couldn't get to it. With the comb, I just couldn't get to it. It was driving me crazy. I got hot, and I was like, oh, let me just pin this up. Oh, no, I can't because it's sewn in, so you're going to see. It was too much. It was too much. Like, I had it for a week, and then I was like, no, I'm not about this life. I'm just not. I can't do it. Then I was like, oh, well, let me just go be cute for my birthday. I'm going to go straighten my hair. I got over that shit quick because I got tired of wrapping it every night. I come in the house, I put my bonnet on, and that's it. And then I get up in the morning, I spritz a little water, I fluff, and I go. But this whole, you got to wrap this shit every night, and you got tied. It's too much. Give me my curls back, please. I couldn't wait till my scalp started itching. As soon as it started itching, I was trying to wash it. It's itching. I couldn't wait. Like, I tried. Like, I was, you know, I was all flowing in the wind with the straight hair. Everybody was like, oh, my God, look at your hair. It's so cute. I was like, yeah, I know. 2 days in, I was like, I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah. And I think also, too, for me, living in the desert, that, you know, I try to, it's just a different type of, that dry heat, like, it does ridiculous things for your hair. So for me, it's more so it's just once I find the right product, the right things, you know what I mean, to make my hair, you know, stay the same way. Because, like, I run into this thing where I have really horrible shrinkage. Like, I haven't had a relaxer for, it's been 5 years now. And I have really coily, curly hair, you know what I mean? And so when I put stuff in it and, you know, make it look all pretty, it's like by the time I get out after an hour or two, it's like it draws up and I'm walking around looking like old boy on Hollywood Shuffle, Jerry Curl. Like, I had really pretty, nice little curly locks and all pretty and stuff, but then my stuff is dried up and raggedy. And I just have an issue with that. Like, I don't want my hair to look a hot mess. You know what I'm saying? Because appearance is everything. I mean, like, it's,
yeah.
I mean, people try to say, oh, well, you don't, it, you be you, you have your style. It is what it is. Absolutely, I have my style. But at the same time, I don't want my hair all drawed up looking like a little raggedy puff. You know what I mean? I just, for me, that just doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want to look like I need some curl activator. You feel what I'm saying? It's just, it's like a difficult task, you know what I mean? And sew-ins, you know what I mean, they actually, for me, have been kind of like a saving grace because, it's, you know, I'm able to save my edges because with wigs and stuff, you know, you got to be careful. Because having that stuff on your head, it's going to shave your edges. That's why chicks walking around without edges and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because they wore the wigs or they got the sewing, it was too tight. So when I do get my sewings, I tell the person that does them, I'm like, okay, I need you to leave out all of my edges. You know what I'm saying? If you need to make some extra edges, that's fine. Because they have some stuff that I can take and smooth it all down, you know what I mean, and make it look good, you know. But when I sweat in my head, so that's another issue. You know, I try, Like, literally, when I first moved out here to Arizona, I was wearing my natural hair. And I was, like, straightening it, but I sweat in my head so bad. So by the time, you know what I mean, the end of the day was over, I had straight edges, but I had a whole bunch of, like, puffy stuff in the middle. And it looked a hot mess. And like, people may not have said that it looked a hot mess, but for me, it looked a hot mess. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not vain, but I got to be comfortable. And I got to feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm winning in this thing. You know what I mean?
I feel you, honey. I feel you when it comes to that hair.
Because you know I switch my hair up all the time.
Yeah, you be looking cute.
I'm telling y'all I be trying. Because I'm telling y'all. Because during the day, it's nothing but a scarf and some rollers, honey. But I've been natural. You said you've been natural 5 years. I've been natural about 8. Almost 8 years in June. And so I kind of had to learn when to wear my hair curly and when not to wear my hair curly. Because during the wintertime, I'm able to wear my hair straight. That's why you see it more straight during that time, that fall and winter time period. Because during the summertime, there's no point of being straight. There's no point of it because I sweat in my head just like you do. So if I'm going to the club and I'm having a good time and my hair is straight, by the time I walk out the club, I have curly hair. It looks like I done went in the bathroom and washed my hair. And it's just gone. It looks a mess. So I alternate my little look. Once you start seeing me wear my hair more curly, it's starting to get hot here in North Carolina. And with that, my hair can expand and my curls be bigger and they be better. Like, y'all understand my fro life. I be ready for it. Because I want big hair at some point. My hair is going to be long enough, and I'm going to have big hair like Tracee Ellis Ross. You won't tell me anything about it. My hair is going to be that big one day. It's going to be big. And I'm going to act the clown monkey for it. But I had to learn. And then you have to keep it moisturized. Because I know in humid, hot places, you have to keep it moisturized. And I found some really good products. Actually, my sister does hair. So, once again, they go that low-key hookup. I actually get her to buy the products from her supplier because they're not bought in the store. But the product from Influence is very good. It's a serum, and then there's a spray that you can use that keeps your curls hydrated, and they look nice all the time. So it doesn't have that dry look to them. So if you can get you a local beautician that'll hook you up on the loan and get you some product to you that's not necessarily in the store, those two products are really, really good. And then I tried the whole braids, and have I had a sew in? I had a partial sew in. Let me tell y'all about this partial sew-in. I called myself getting. Because I was going to Jamaica, and I was going to a wedding, and I wanted some wet and wavy, right? No, I can't even have a sew-in. You hear what I tell you? My head itched so bad.
But you know what? It does. Like, the first, I remember when I got my first one, I was smacking myself up inside the head because it is so bad. But I bought some when I had been getting them the last couple of times, the girl that was doing them for me, she had told me to get some tea tree oil or something like that. And what I did is I just went in between the braids, and it did help a whole lot. I mean, it definitely, when you sweat in your head, it does make it a little bit more difficult because your head is itching and you're trying to dig in your scalp and you don't want to, like, you know, dig in there too much, because it's like you don't want to mess up, you don't want to break the threads or mess up your braids. And my thing is, like, I had to actually, the very first time I got one, it didn't even last that long because the girl didn't put a net or anything on my hair. And so it was like, because I sweat in my hair starts to curl up. So my braids literally start to come, you know, they become, like, they start coming unraveled. And then I'm, like, running around, and my tracks is loose. And I ain't nobody got time for that. Like, I don't want to comb my hair and my fucking tracks come out because they just slipped out the braid, you know. So I ended up having to get, now I have to get it done with a net, because that kind of reinforces the braid because of the type of hair that I have. I mean, I'm thankful that I got, you know, a decent grade of hair, you know what I mean? Like, literally, it's like waves on swim, honey, as soon as I get water in this stuff, you know, and I'm thankful for that. But it's so hard to maintain, you know what I mean? And it's like, I remember speaking to somebody, and they were like, the one particular time that I, when I actually took my sewing out and I straightened up my hair and did everything that I needed to do, a friend of mine had said, "Oh my God, you have really nice, really pretty hair. Why do you wear weave? Why do you wear wigs?" I'm like, "I'm not wearing it because I'm bald headed. Let's not get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? When I straighten this stuff
right.
out, you know what I'm saying? It's draping my shoulders. However, I'm wearing it because of because of where the climate that I live is so freaking hot. We talking about triple digits. Like it's May. What is this? April. What is this? April. April. It's April.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beginning of April. And yesterday it was like in the night. The day before, not yesterday, but it was in. It had gotten up into the 90s. So like by the time May rolls around and June. We talking about triple digits, and that's like a disaster for a person who sweats in their head. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
it's pretty much just a matter of trying to find out what works for you
mm-hmm.
in the climate that you live in. You know what I'm saying? Indianapolis is a little bit different for me because, you know, Indiana is bipolar. It's cold. You know what I mean? Like, it might hit up, it might get in the triple digits, but it's not going to go past like 102 or 103. You know what I'm saying? Here in Arizona, I'm talking about, it's 115. It's 110. Mm. I'm talking about you wake up, it's 5 o'clock in the morning and you going to work. Like when I had to go out and I had to leave at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to work to be there about 6, it's already like 85 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time the day ends, it's like,
mm-mm.
it's ridiculous. Like, honey, when I tell you I'm so thankful that I'm my place now, I'm literally steps outside the pool. Because I'm going to be somewhere living in that pool because it's hot out here. Like, it's ridiculous. And you know what? It's sad because these chicks out here in this Phoenix area, it's ratchet city, honey. It's
mm-hmm.
like they don't, you can tell the people that, like, have lived here and have been here because they have a different type of style. Like, they walk around looking a hot mess. Like, I didn't know at the time that I moved here, someone had told me, well, you're going to notice the people that's from here because they always got their hair in a ponytail. And sometimes it don't even
what?
Be a ponytail. It'd be a ponytail. Yeah, sometimes it only be a ponytail. It'd be a ponytail. It'd be like a little bitty,
okay.
like the little twigs.
Not no little knuckle-looking
yeah.
like
talking
ponytail.
I'm talking about, like, you know how my little bunny, my little Maya bun, her little tail? Like, I'm talking about that kind of little ponytail. Like, and they gel it down. And I'm like, honey, you can't use cheap gel. You can't use cheap gel in this place. Because that stuff will have you walking around flaky and looking a hot mess. Honey, I'm going to need you to go get some good gel. I'm going to need you to get some all kind of oil gel, some olive oil gel. I'm going to need you to get something.
Oh, not the gel, not the brown gel, not the brown gooey gel.
Girl, I'm talking about
that. They still say that crap.
Girl, they still sell that brown. The girl, they still sell that brown gel. I'm sorry, I'm a little inebriated, but don't judge me. I'm slurring my words. Lord, help me. But I'm just saying,
no,
like,
I ain't even drinking tonight. Look at you. Normally, I'm the
why
one
not?
Drinking on the job.
I had to tonight because, you know, I started walking again, right? My doctor told me I can get rid of my boot, but he don't want to give his sister no pain medicine because he's all afraid that I'm going to get all hooked and stuff. I'm like, I am not. Housewives of Beverly Hills, I'm not going to get hooked on pain medicine. Give me something because I'm in pain. So I'm drinking so my foot won't hurt. I know that's – is that bad?
Uh-oh.
No.
Okay.
It's a numbing solution.
I'm just keeping it – It's numbing because I'm nice and numbed right now, and I'm okay with that. So excuse my little language inefficiencies right now because, you know, but we keeps it real on this show, right? So,
yes,
girl,
right.
When I tell you, listen to me. When I tell you it's the pre-con jail season out here, honey, and them little, you know them little ponytails that like I said, I can't even call them ponytails because they don't have a P. It's a only. And then some of them have the audacity to walk around with a knee tail. So you can't walk around with the NY tail because you don't even have enough hair for the P and the O. Like, make it work, honey. Go get you a little bun thing and clip it on the back of that. Don't walk around like that.
Uh-huh.
They have the nerve. Let me just say, they have the unmitigated gall. I went there. To have the pretty weave, the nice and the silky, you know, the silky straight, the Malaysian hair, you know, they straighten it out, you know, the reamy, whatever that crap is. And then they take and put their hair and they try to like gel it down, but you sweating like a slave out here. And so your little hair at the roots and napped up. Like, I'm going to need you to get a flat iron and flat iron it out. You can't put gel on that and make it mesh. If you're going to wear it, you got to wear it right. When I wear my weave and I wear my wig, honey, have you ever seen a picture on Facebook where I look like I got on a wig or a weave? It looks natural. If you're going to do it, you need to do it right. I'm just saying, you need to do it right.
I can't right now. I can't, Jesus. Because...
Okay, hold on. Yeah, tell him to call him because he needs to be on the main line right now. Let's talk about this video real quick, though, that I tagged y'all in about Princess Fiona, who transformed herself into Holiday Heart. I'm sorry. Men, this is why men say makeup is the devil. Because, like, I understand, and we talked about this a little bit on that when you were talking about the skin conditions and things like that, you know, and it had brought up that some people have issues with their skin. Well, like you said, you can't pack 99.5 pounds of makeup on your bad skin and expect for it to heal. I'm going to need you to get that fixed because if you got to take if you got to take 25 minutes to make your face look different, there's a problem. Like, I don't have perfect skin. I have blemishes. I have very sensitive skin. So, like, some touch me that's not right or I use the wrong kind of detergent or you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a little breakout. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to put 1,000 pounds of makeup on top of my little blemish. I'm going to just put a little powder to kind of make it look not as bad.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to keep it moving. You know what I mean? I don't understand this. Like, and I get it that everybody is, you know, not beautiful or some people are cosmetically challenged. You know what I'm saying? You can't help who your mama and your daddy were. You can't help what's in your genes.
We like to call that here different. We don't say the word. We do not say the word ugly. Okay? We say different looking.
I say cosmetically challenged. Does that work?
That's good. That's good. As long as it ain't ugly. We try not to call people ugly here. We try.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, so I won't say ugly. I say cosmetically challenged. Okay, we get that. You know, everybody can't be born from good genes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my grandmama is, you know, she's 80 years old, and she looks young. She looks like she about, my mama, you know, look like she about 35. So it's like, I get it. You know, everybody's not blessed to have those good genes, but you can't put 1,000,000 pounds of makeup on it to fix it because that's, to me, that's like sorcery. It's like witchcraft. Like, why are you, like, be who you are. You know, just enhance yourself. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, go. And if you have a really bad skin problem, and I know some people have eczema, and I'm not trying to be insensitive to people that have skin disorders because eczema is the devil. I mean, I've seen some people that have been really messed up from that. But, you know what I'm saying, at what point are you making it better for yourself? You know what I'm saying, by trying to hide it to the point where you look like it. Makeup, it should not transform you into a masculine princess.
It enhances you.
It enhances
what
you already have. You know?
It only
enhances
you. So, yeah.
It's not fair. Like, I mean, I've seen people, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, someone posted on Facebook, it was, like, the Love and Hip Hop people after they had their makeup, like, the before and afters when they was getting ready for the reunion show. Did y'all happen to see that? Did you see how horrible some of them looked? I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
I wanted to cry for him because I'm like, oh, my God. Like, that's bad. Like, I mean, it shouldn't be, you know, and I know one of the people had posted, someone had made the comment when I had posted that video and tagged you guys in it, had said something about, well, you know, society makes, you know, this thing about people looking good and, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the other. Okay. I get that. It's a lot of pressure to be out here in society. But you can't tell me that 99.5 pounds of foundation and bronzer is a fix to your skin disorder.
Mm-hmm. As someone who has a skin disorder, and I even said it on your post, because when I read through the comments, and I said, you know what, I'm going to have to sit on this. I'm going to have to stew for just a second, because I have to choose my words wisely, because I know for myself, certain things, when people start talking about something they don't know or don't live through, it bothers me. So, as someone who has psoriasis, I'm light-skinned, okay? So you can see every blemish, every that I have. I suffer from psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
I go to my dermatologist once every 6 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have to get steroid shots up under my skin to clear my psoriasis when I have outbreaks.
Right.
Okay.
So, he always tells me, you know, so because there was, at some point, it tries to attack my face, and she was like, okay, well, we're going to, you know, need to do your normal regimen, and don't wear makeup for a little while, because it's going to irritate your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I said, okay. So, I won't wear any makeup during that time period when he's trying to attack my face, because, honey, I stay in the house when he tries to do that because I be feeling a little self-conscious, so I don't go nowhere. And so I was like, but how can you say, well, people, you can't talk about people who have skin disorders. No, if she was going to the dermatologist properly, her dermatologist would cut her out. You are taking all that stuff onto your skin, and you're not allowing it to breathe. Skin is not... It's still a living cell on your body. It has to have that opportunity to heal and breathe. I'm sorry. She can't be doing nothing. Honey, she ain't even washing her face good. That's why I'm like, you can't be. Because you went from having scaly skin to put in 3,000 pounds of foundation, concealer, contouring. You got eyeshadow. You got, you know, glue for these. You drew on your eyebrows. Like,
girl,
like,
she
painted
them.
Like
so
I had never seen you using my face.
Oh, my God.
Right. And she, you drew on your eyebrows. You ain't got, your hair has fallen from your hair follicle on your face to tell you, broad, stop. But you still ain't, you gonna still go and draw one on. Okay, go ahead, draw on. Do what you got to do.
And then she said people was hating on her. Like, girl, why are they hating on you? Because that's not fair. Like, why are you doing that?
Me as a eyebrow grower, I will never hate on you because you draw yours on. You should hate on
never.
Me because I can grow my own, okay?
Exactly.
I can grow mine. I have to go every 2 weeks and get my eyebrows arched because for some reason my eyebrows like to grow back really quick.
Girl.
So I don't get it. Like, I wear makeup. I am team wear a little piece of makeup. But when you look at me, you can't notice. You don't even notice that I have
tell.
On makeup because
exactly.
it's natural.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
And this whole contouring thing. Okay, so let me tell y'all about this one time. I tried it the way that these people on these YouTube videos be doing it. When they be kicking all that crap on their face. Literally, I was about 5 minutes into it. I said, I'm about to wash my face. This is some crap. Like, but then I had to figure out a way where it helps me and I look better. So, without all of that caked on makeup, I got me my good old NYX. I got a contour pen, which is on both sides. It's the sealant and the highlighter.
Oh, wow.
You just swipe up under, you know, swipe the places. And it even tells you on the side of the box what to do and just blend it in. You don't even know
that
I've done that.
Text me that.
Girl. Matter of fact, I might even just say, let me look for a coupon, too.
Girl, please help us with that. Listen, go ahead.
So, you know, it's just that you don't have to have all that on your face. So, I don't understand. And then, you know, my hat goes off to these makeup artists. They are some definite magicians, and I love
them.
Yes,
they are.
But you're not gonna put all that mess on my face. I already have sensitive enough skin, and then I feel like this. These people are not washing their faces. Like, you can't tell me that you are washing your face properly every single night. I'm sorry, you can't, because I know on days that I wear makeup, it takes me 10 minutes at least to wash my face so that I know my face is breathing on its own and it's okay.
Because your body and your skin is a cell. So think about it. When they say that your body at night is best to take like vitamins and stuff at night because that's when your body is resting and is able to rejuvenate, it's the exact same thing with your skin. Like, our skin is the biggest organ in our body. And I need people to understand this. Like, if you don't, you know, you got to do what you're supposed to do for your skin. You have to take care. You have to wash your face. You can't go to bed with all that crap on. Like, and it just irritates me. I'm sorry. It just irritates me because, like, I don't think that it takes all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if I have a special occasion, then I might, like, kind of go a little overboard and, you know, like, of course, like, your wedding day, you know, you want to be flawless. But you best to believe that I'm going to be washing that stuff off before the reception starts because ain't nobody got time for that. That stuff breaks, that cakes your pores. It makes your skin worse, you know what I mean? And you're walking around and you're looking a hot mess. And I don't think it's not fair to a man, and this is just the truth. It's not fair for a man to see you looking like Halle Berry when y'all out doing what y'all doing, and then he wake up and you looking like Princess Fiona. That's not right. It's wrong. Don't nobody want to be scared when they wake up and look at the next person next to them. Like, get it together. Fix it. Like, we gotta do better. Like, and I am not trying to knock nobody or judge anybody. You know what I'm saying? And I feel sorry if, you know, somebody feels they have to do all that. But, like, it's just getting to the point where it's freaking ridiculous. Like, be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to take off the makeup and if I got a wig on, I'm even taking it off. Because I want you to see, I'm going to let you see my hair so you can see that it's all wavy and curly so that you will not be afraid when you wake up and see me in the morning. Like, you're going to already know what you got yourself into. Like, what if men did this kind of trickery? Like, I mean, let's keep it real. What if they, you know, what if they had on a pretend like body thing, you know what I'm saying? Like they have abs and stuff, and then they take that stuff off, and then they walking around fat Albert. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, you wouldn't want them, and you know you wouldn't want them.
I'm just
saying. I definitely, and this is at one point, there was this guy that I was seeing, and he was, y'all know how I feel about my hair. I protect my hair. I believe in my edges. I protect them at all times. And he didn't want me to wear my scarf and my bonnet to bed at night. And I had to explain to him, I can't sleep without something on my head. For the simple fact that I'm not about to lose my edges and my nice silkiness because of you.
Right.
Now, I understand if you want to, you know, try to do something special and all that stuff, I get it. But are you going to be doing my hair in the morning? One. Two, are you giving me money to go get my hair done in the morning? Or what? Like, what's going to happen? Because if you're not doing one or two, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
These rollers and these twists or this head wrap, because when I get my silk wrap, unlike Taylor don't like wrapping her hair. I will wrap my hair so tight.
And girl, whatever works.
So I'm not about to do that with you. No. But you're like, oh, that's not sexy. Well, neither is you looking like Who Shot John either.
Right.
Because
what about that?
Prime example. Mm-hmm. Next day, prime example. Appease him one night, I thought, okay, I ain't going to roll my hair. I'm going to go ahead and just lay down. Let me tell you something. The next day, I had to do a wash and go.
Girl.
Because one, I done sweated in the middle of the night. Now my curls are pressed to my head.
Right.
One, I'm looking like an Erykah Badu song. You need to pick your afro because it's flat on one side. Like, oh, come
right.
on.
Right. You had the Jerry Curl going on, right, from Hollywood Shuffle. Right?
I was looking a mess.
Girl, I was looking a mess.
So I was like, now I have to walk around with wet hair for the next hour because you wanted to see me without a scarf or a bonnet on my head. Whatever.
Right.
I will never allow you to make me mess up my hair. I'm sorry. I don't care. My edges are important to me.
Exactly.
Your next chick may not care about her edges.
Right.
But I do.
You know what? My ex, I was afraid because guys are so into that. I don't want you to put a scarf on. I don't want you to look like that when you go to sleep. Okay, so I had got this sewing. Like, I'm talking about he spent $250 on this sewing, right? I had the pretty old, you know, the Malaysian, the virgin hair, all that pretty stuff. And so I go to bed because I'm trying to, you know, because I'm all self-conscious about putting on my scarf and wrapping my hair up, putting on my LaBond or whatever. And he goes, babe, I'm gonna need you. Didn't I just spend $250 on your hair? And I was like, yeah. He was like, don't you think you need to wrap that up, honey? You know, every night after that, I had it wrapped up. And I appreciate men like that because they have to understand that it takes a lot to be a woman. Like, we can't walk out the house looking a hot mess. They can get up and go. Like, literally, they can walk around with a 5 o'clock shadow and they will still look good. If they fine, they still gonna look good. You know what I'm saying? They might have a little rough around the edges. They might not have a fresh lineup, but they still gonna look good. But for as a woman, it takes a lot to stay, you know, to look good. You gotta take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? You gotta worry about your edges. You gotta worry about your eyebrows. You gotta worry about the kitchen in the back of your neck. If you don't, you know what I'm saying? You gotta make sure you get your perm. You know, you gotta have that creamy crack. If you natural, you got to worry about making sure your twist is right and making sure your stuff don't dry up. and it look hydrated. So,
right.
You know, any man who got issues with somebody putting on a bonnet and a scarf, you know what? He ain't the one. That's how I feel. Because he going to take his time to do what he needs to do. You know what I'm saying? He going to be in there shaving and getting all nice. Like, what if we talked about them? What if we talked about your look? Why you scruffy? You know what I'm saying? You laying all up on me and you all, you know, you scratching me because you need to shave. Like, you don't want me to talk about that? Don't talk about my scar.
Exactly.
Right.
And me in the bed, why are you worried about what's on my head? You need to be worried about whether or not I got panties on.
Yeah,
I'm gonna side eye it. I'm gonna side eye it. Well, I wasn't gonna say that.
I'm gonna side eye it.
That's a whole nother story. We might talk about that next.
That's a whole. Yeah, you might need to.
It's
that
true.
Again.
It's true though. It's true. Why are you worried about
girl,
my scarf? Why are you worried
story.
About a bonnet, scarf, all that?
This is the best accessory right here, and you need to be worried about what stuff like.
Right.
You better be glad I ain't come to bed with a full body of God's armor on. Shut your mouth.
Okay.
And worry about important things other than this up here on my top of my head.
Exactly.
That's real talk. I just love y'all, because y'all just keeps it real.
Shoot. I ain't about to play with you. I ain't about to play no games. Look, now. It's either going to... Matter of fact, you go to sleep because you're worried about the wrong things. I'm going on over here.
Exactly.
My business.
And don't touch.
You turn over.
Don't even try to touch.
You on punishment.
Don't touch me. Exactly.
You on punishment.
You shouldn't be worried
don't
about
even.
Me.
Right.
Mm-mm.
I ain't got time for that.
Where my flannel pajamas at? Where are those? Let's go get those. Since
okay.
You worried about what's on my damn head.
Girl, what? I got stories. Never mind. I ain't even going to talk about that.
Girl.
I can tell y'all stories. And I'm trying not to do stuff. And I'm like, can you just leave me alone, please? I mean, I got on my polka dot pajamas. Leave me alone. This is a comfortable situation. Leave me alone.
Right. You can't have it both ways. You got to choose one or the other. Either you want me to not have on no panties and have on a nice little cute little thing, or you want me to have a bonnet on. Which one do you choose? Choose wisely.
Listen. But that is just too interesting for my life. Y'all, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about it. Y'all don't know too much about me.
And Taylor probably knows way too much about my life. But, yeah. This has been a good old talk. I feel like we know each other and y'all, we going to depend on each other to be stylish and whatnot. I don't even know what my style will be called. We didn't even talk about that. We didn't even talk about what our style would necessarily be called. We're going to make it really quick. So I think my style is more of a classy, sassy. Not too much, not too little. And there's policies and procedures and guidelines. Bam.
That's a good one.
I would say that, even though on some days my boobs do look a little bit bigger than normal, and people like to point them out.
First, okay. All right. We'll save this for another day. It's cool.
Taylor, what's yours?
I don't know. Mine would be whatever. Whatever I'm feeling that day. It's whatever.
Okay.
That's what I would name myself. Whatever.
And what about you, Miss Medisa?
If I had to choose one, I would say mine would be sassy, sophisticated.
Sophisticated.
Okay.
Or classy and sophisticated. So we have a whatever type of feeling.
You know, it's just kind of like some days, you know how you have those days where you just really feeling yourself. Like, you be like, oh, my goodness, I am killing it today. And I think sometimes for me, I just kind of like, I don't know if for y'all, but like for me, sometimes do you ever just kind of like dress up, you know, just kind of like do some makeup or do your little hair and put on a nice little cute little outfit, you know what I'm saying? Because you're just really kind of like feeling yourself. You know, I know you said like you working from home, you know what I mean? So you kind of have like those days where you just kind of sitting around looking like whatever, you know what I mean? I can say for me, you know, when I was working, I work in healthcare. So it's pretty much, there's really not much you can do with scrubs. I mean, you got on scrubs, you know what I'm saying? You got on comfortable little tennis shoes. So a lot of times it was like, oh, I'm just going, you know, on the weekends, I'm just going to kind of throw me a little outfit together or, you know what I'm saying, do my hair and put on my makeup and maybe, like, take a couple of pictures because I'm kind of, like, feeling how I'm looking because my everyday 9-to-5, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking like Nurse Betty, you know?
Mm-hmm. Got you.
And now,
you
know, mm-hmm. because I've been, like, dealing with the whole ankle thing with the surgery and stuff, it's like a lot of times I wasn't, you know, dealing with so much pain and stuff. It's like I didn't even feel like really getting up. You know, I would just literally get up, get myself, you know, take my shower or whatever, and I'm pretty much sleeping most of the day because I'm taking pain medication to kind of, you know, help the pain. So I'm, like, plain Jane in it. So I'm, like, sweatshirt or a T-shirt and, like, some sweatpants or, you know, little leggings or some little shorts or whatever. So I'm just looking like who did and why, because I don't really feel like getting myself together, you know. So for me, it's like I had to kind of like get myself back on track, you know what I'm saying, like to make myself feel better, even though physically I wasn't feeling well, you know what I mean. It's like it's all about making yourself feel better, you know what I mean, doing what's right for you and making sure that you are confident in your own skin, you know.
I believe, and that's what I did yesterday. And my best friend, who is not on this show tonight, asked me, where you think you going with your little red lipstick on? Where you been? Who you going to see? I just felt like putting on some red lipstick today. That's what I felt like. He was like, but why your lipstick match your shirt? Because on my shirt, even though it says please don't tell, it had a woman's pair of lips on it, and her lips were red. And he was like, man, you got your little red tennis shoes on? And your little red glasses and your little teacher bonnet. He gives me hell, okay? And he always thinks of, and so if I, even though I had on tennis shoes and everything else, I'm not dressed up per se, but my face was together. He said, where you going? Over here to do your taxes? You mean to tell? Because I had to go do his taxes yesterday. So he was like, where you going after this? Home?
Right.
Who you think you gonna meet between now and home? I might stop at a gas station. I don't know.
Right.
So, but it's just about feeling good. It made me feel good yesterday. I was out enjoying the world, and I was saying, hey, y'all.
Right.
And that was it. So I get it about, you know, just sprucing it up just a little bit just for yourself. And that's what I've been aiming to do. And Saturdays is usually my, you know, join the world day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Tomorrow, I'm going to a comedy show tomorrow. So I'm really going to be on cute, honey. But
Wait a minute.
I'm going to have to post some pictures tomorrow. But
I got to live vicariously through y'all, you know, because I'm still kind of walking around, you know, not 2 feet, you know. I'm just kind of hobbling along. So y'all keep giving me life, honey, through those posts, man. I'm waiting.
I got you. I don't even know what shoes I'm wearing anymore. I don't even know. But we
just
have reached some recorded. Say what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, wear some nice
high ones for me. You know what I'm saying? Just and make sure you take a picture and you text it to me or you post it and tag me, because, girl, I'm going to be like, go, honey. Yeah, I'm living vicariously through you and them heels, honey.
I'm trying to see, because I'm going to have to create an outfit tomorrow. And we're probably going to go a little bit further into recorded time, so everybody can also hear the recorded time. You can just listen to the archives. They may not be able to listen on the phone line right now unless it cuts them or they lose a signal or whatever. But I'm going to have to create an outfit tomorrow for the simple fact that I have this dress, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is too short to my liking, because for me, when I pick out a dress, and I bought the dress online, and it was one of my websites that it's one of my go-tos, and I was like, oh, it's going to be fine, but it's a little short, and my butt is big.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
when I tried the dress on, it came, like, right up under my butt cheek.
Ooh.
You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, no, we can't do that.
I said, because the shoe that I was going to wear was the dress. I can't wear that shoe because, guess what? All my ass going to be showing it. So I can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
So one of my friends was like, go get you some tape. I said, no, I have too much ass for tape. You understand that? Like, you don't understand. Like, I got this too much ass. Too much of it.
Right.
So I can't do that. So,
well, at least you don't have no ass.
Right. So I'm trying to say, you know, maybe I can throw on, like, my liquid leggings up under the dress, because it's a black dress.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that it'll be fine. And then I can wear, like, one of my really dope pair of heels. But
right.
We're going to have to try that on and make sure it looks okay, because I will not step out my house looking a mess at all. I am a representative of all my friends, and I shall not disrespect
right.
or treat our friendship bad.
Yes.
Shall not. So we got to figure out tomorrow. But my hair going to be, honey, my hair going to be cute. You can't even tell me that, because I've been sitting in these rolls for the last 5 hours. I sure enough am. All
right now.
Well, so we're going to end our show here, and I thank you ladies for hanging out and having some girl talk with me. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, and we're trying to be here, so I'm sure we're going to have some interesting conversation, and maybe he'll keep bringing us up to date on how he enjoyed that KRS-One concert. So I will talk to you girls later.
All right,
good
happy.
Night.
Bye, Shady.
Good night. Good night, ladies.
Good night.